Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever feel like the American dream? I mean, like, especially in a city like Baltimore, it's more like a rigged game. Well, that's the kind of raw and unflinching reality that you get from The Wire. It's a crime drama that so many people consider one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
For sure.
And for all you TV and culture fans out there, today's deep dive is going to be right up your alley. So hit that like and subscribe button because we are going deep into the world of The Wire with this book. The Wire, A Cultural History by Ben Lamb. Don't worry, we won't spoil the plot for you, but let me just say, this book is packed with fascinating analysis. We're talking Greek mythology, the real Baltimore, and a whole lot more. You'll find a link to the book in the episode description.
You know, one of the things that I find so interesting about this book is that it goes beyond just praising The Wire. It really digs into how the show achieved this like gritty realism, and then how that realism challenges our perceptions of open America.
Right, the show does not pull any punches. And I think one of the things that struck me right away was the casting. It's not your typical Hollywood lineup.
And that was very much by design. The casting directors, Alexa Fogel and Pat Moran, made a very conscious decision to cast a lot of unknown actors, many of whom were from Baltimore itself. So that helped to avoid those like typical Hollywood stereotypes, and it gave the show just an incredible sense of authenticity.
It's like you're looking through this window into a world that often gets ignored or misrepresented by mainstream media.
And that's one of the hallmarks of social realism, which is a genre that The Wire really embodies so well. It's about how your environment and your social conditions really shape who you become, sometimes even more so than your own choices.
So it's not just about crime, it's about how these like systems and institutions can trap people in these cycles of poverty and violence.
And one of the things that The Wire does so well is it doesn't offer these like easy answers or happy endings. You know, it presents a much more complex and often a very bleak picture of urban life, and it forces us to confront these uncomfortable truths.
Yeah, it really makes you think about, how much agency we really have in shaping our destinies when we're faced with all of these, overwhelming social forces. But this idea of social realism, I mean, wasn't that more of a British thing? How did The Wire bring that style to American television?
Well, one, by casting British actors like Dominic West as McNulty and Idris Elba as Stringer Bell. But more importantly, I think it broke away from these typical American TV tropes of redemption and these clear-cut heroes and villains.
So you're saying it challenged that traditional American narrative of individual triumph over adversity.
It's not about individuals pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. It's about how systems, institutions, even history itself can really limit individual choices and create these like inescapable traps. And this is where the connection to Greek mythology comes in.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. Greek mythology. Tell me more about that.
So the book draws these really fascinating parallels between characters in The Wire and figures from Greek myths. For example, Omar Little, the shotgun-wielding Robin Hood figure, he's compared to Jason and the Argonauts. Both are daring, they're skilled, they operate outside of the law, but they also face this constant danger, and they often meet pretty tragic ends.
I never would have thought of that. It's amazing how these ancient stories, I mean, they still resonate with us today.
It speaks to the universality of these themes of power, loyalty, betrayal, and just the struggle for survival. And it adds, I think, another layer of depth to the show by suggesting that these conflicts are really timeless and they play out in different forms throughout history.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if we're all just, playing out these roles in these like ancient dramas, repeating the same patterns over and over again.
And another interesting comparison the book makes is between Avon Barksdale, the drug kingpin, and Hades, the ruler of the underworld. They both control these territories where life and death are constantly at stake, and they wield this enormous power over those who enter their domains.
It's kind of unsettling to think about it that way. Like these characters are almost fated to play out these roles.
It's a powerful reminder that even in a modern city like Baltimore, you know, these ancient archetypes still hold sway. But what's really remarkable is how The Wire manages to do all of this while remaining grounded in the specific realities of Baltimore.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so impactful. It's not just some like abstract intellectual exercise.
Right.
It's about real people,
right?
Real struggles and real consequences.
Exactly. It's this combination of social realism, these mythological parallels, and just this meticulous attention to detail,
right,
that elevates The Wire from just a crime drama,
yeah,
to something much more profound.
I think it's safe to say that The Wire had a huge impact on television. Do you think its legacy is still felt today? Especially with how much the TV landscape has changed with streaming services and everything.
Oh, absolutely. I think it definitely paved the way for the kind of complex, long-form storytelling that we see in so many streaming shows today.
Right.
Back when The Wire premiered, most network TV was still very episodic.
Yeah.
Very focused on quick resolutions and happy endings.
Right. It was all about keeping the viewers entertained, you know, on a weekly basis.
Right.
Not necessarily challenging them or making them think too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But The Wire demanded patience from its audience. It wasn't afraid to be dense, you know, to take its time exploring the intricacies of its characters and themes.
Yeah.
And
it paid off because you were rewarded with this richly detailed and thought-provoking experience that stayed with you long after the credits rolled.
And I think that's a testament to the power of good storytelling. You know, even in today's fast-paced media landscape,
yeah,
there's still a hunger, I think, for stories that are intelligent and challenging and emotionally resonant.
So The Wire was kind of a trailblazer, showing that audiences are willing to engage with complex narratives,
right,
if they're done well.
Absolutely. I think it really raised the bar for television and showed that it could be a medium for serious social commentary,
yeah,
and artistic expression.
Speaking of artistic expression, let's talk about the man behind The Wire, David Simon.
Yeah.
He had a pretty interesting path to becoming a TV writer.
His background as a journalist for the Baltimore Sun, I think, is crucial to understanding his approach to storytelling.
Right. It wasn't just about entertainment for him.
No.
He had this deep commitment to portraying the realities of urban life, especially the struggles of those who are often ignored or marginalized.
Exactly. And you see that even in his early work as a journalist, he wasn't afraid to tackle these tough topics like crime, poverty, right, and the failings of institutions. He even had kind of a rebellious streak.
Yeah, I read about how he used to write these like satirical articles about the campus parking ticketers when he was in college.
Way.
It's like he was already honing his sharp wit and his knack for exposing hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how his early experiences really shaped his writing style.
Right.
And his commitment to social justice.
And then, of course, his time at The Sun gave him this insider's perspective on Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Which would become the backdrop for his most famous work.
It's almost like he was doing research for The Wire before he even knew he was going to create it.
Right.
He was immersing himself in the city's complexities, its social dynamics, and its struggles.
Right. And all of that culminated in his book, Homicide: A Year on the Killing Streets.
Yeah.
It's like a precursor to The Wire in many ways.
Absolutely. It's a raw and unflinching look at police work in Baltimore, and it established his signature style of gritty realism.
Yeah. It's amazing to think that this one book would eventually lead to a television show that would change the landscape of television forever.
Yeah, it's a testament to his dedication to his craft.
Right.
And his unwavering belief in the power of storytelling to illuminate the truth.
Now, one of the things that makes The Wire so compelling is that it's not just a fictional world.
Right.
It's deeply rooted in the realities of Baltimore.
Right.
A lot of the characters were inspired by real life people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's take, for example, Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell.
Okay.
The two heads of the Barksdale Drug Organization.
Right.
They were inspired by two real-life drug kingpins, Melvin Williams and Nathan Barksdale.
Oh, okay. So Melvin Williams was known for being incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
Disciplined. He ran his drug empire like a well-oiled machine, almost like a legitimate business.
He was a master strategist, always thinking several steps ahead, you know, trying to stay one step ahead of the law.
Nathan Barksdale, on the other hand, was more of a street enforcer, known for his ruthlessness and his willingness to use violence to maintain control.
Yeah, he was a force to be reckoned with in Baltimore's criminal underworld.
And it's interesting how the characters of Avon and Stringer seem to blend those real-world inspirations. Avon has that street swagger and ruthlessness, while Stringer is the more calculating and ambitious one.
Right.
Always looking for ways to legitimize their business.
It's a brilliant combination that makes their partnership both fascinating and volatile.
Right.
You see that tension between their different approaches to power and how it ultimately leads to their downfall.
Yeah. And then there's Bubbles, one of the most heartbreaking
yeah.
yet hopeful characters on the show.
Bowles represents a really complex archetype, the traveling black man,
okay,
as the scholar Bell Hooks describes it.
Can you explain that a little more for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term?
Sure. So this archetype refers to black men who exist on the fringes of society.
Okay.
Often admired for their resilience and resourcefulness,
yeah,
but also judged for their inability to fit into mainstream structures.
So they're both celebrated and marginalized at the same time.
Exactly. Oh. And Bubbles embodies this struggle perfectly. He's this brilliant, resourceful man trapped in the cycle of addiction.
Right.
Yeah.
His story is just a reminder that even in the darkest corners of the city, there's this humanity and intelligence and desire for something better.
Right.
But those systemic barriers can be so difficult to overcome.
Exactly. And that's what makes his journey so compelling.
Right.
He's constantly fighting against these forces that are trying to pull him down.
Yeah.
But he never gives up hope.
Yeah. It's a testament to the human spirit's resilience, even in the face of overwhelming odds.
And it speaks to the show's commitment to portraying its characters with empathy and complexity, even those who are often stereotyped or dismissed by society.
Now, we can't talk about The Wire without mentioning Omar Little.
Oh, yeah.
He's become a true cultural icon.
Absolutely.
What is it about him that resonates with so many people?
I think Omar is this fascinating paradox.
Okay.
He's a ruthless stick-up artist who robs drug dealers.
Right.
But he also lives by this very strict moral code.
Right.
He refuses to hurt innocent people, and he even gives some of his stolen money back to the community.
Right. He's like a modern-day Robin Hood, only with a shotgun and a lot more swagger.
Right.
Yeah, it's no wonder he became such a fan favorite. I mean, even President Obama said he was his favorite character.
And what's even more groundbreaking is that he's openly gay.
Right.
You know, challenging those stereotypes of black masculinity.
Right.
He's tough. He's sensitive. He's completely unapologetic about who he is.
It's so rare to see a character like that, especially in a crime drama.
Right.
He's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
But he's also vulnerable and compassionate.
And his relationship with Brandon, his boyfriend, is portrayed with a level of tenderness and respect.
Yeah.
That was really rare for television at the time.
It's a testament to the show's commitment to portraying diverse characters with nuance and authenticity.
And I think that's one of the reasons why Omar has become such an enduring and beloved character.
Speaking of characters who challenge stereotypes.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Kima Greggs.
Yeah.
She's another character who really stands out.
Kima builds on the legacy of shows like Cagney and Lacey. Yeah.
In portraying these like strong, capable female police officers, she's smart. She's mm-hmm. tough. She doesn't let anyone push her around.
And what's great is that she's not just this tough cop.
Right.
She's also a complex and well-rounded character. Yeah. We see her struggles as a mother.
Yeah.
Her relationship with her partner.
Yeah.
And just the subtle sexism that she faces within the police force.
There's this one scene where she's lying in the hospital after being shot.
Right.
And no one even thinks to contact her partner.
Yay.
Because according to the police department, she's not considered family.
Wow.
You know? And it's just a stark reminder of the discrimination that she faces simply for being a lesbian.
It's those little details that make the show so powerful.
Right,
it's not just about the big dramatic moments. It's about the everyday realities of people just trying to navigate a system that's often stacked against them.
And I think that's what makes The Wire so relevant even today.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a show that forces us to confront these uncomfortable truths about our society.
Yeah. And to think critically about the systems that shape our lives.
Let's talk about the show's impact on Baltimore itself.
Yeah.
It's had a pretty complex legacy.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's brought a lot of attention to Baltimore's struggles with poverty, crime, and institutional failure.
Right. But it's also been criticized for portraying the city in a negative light.
Right.
Focusing on its darkest corners.
It's a valid criticism. And I think it's important to acknowledge that the show doesn't shy away from depicting the harsh realities of life in certain parts of Baltimore. Mm. But I think it's also important to remember that the show is ultimately a work of fiction.
Right.
And it's not meant to be a documentary.
Right. It's a dramatization, but it's based on real issues and real experiences.
Right.
And I think it sparked some really important conversations about those issues.
Absolutely. Regardless of the criticisms, I think The Wire has become a cultural touchstone for understanding Baltimore.
Right.
It's been used in university courses to analyze urban issues. And it's been cited in discussions about the 2015 Freddie Gray riots and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, it's like the show has become this lens through which we view these events, helping us to understand the systemic issues that contributed to them.
And that's a testament, I think, to the show's enduring power and relevance. You know, it's a show that continues to spark conversations
Right.
and challenge us to think critically about the world around us.
Now, to really understand, I think, the depth and complexity of The Wire,
right,
we need to dig a little deeper into its individual seasons.
Yeah.
Each one focuses on a different aspect of Baltimore,
right,
building on the previous season's themes.
Yeah, it's like this multi-layered tapestry,
yeah,
with each thread adding to the overall picture.
So it's not just about watching one season and getting the full picture.
Right.
It's about experiencing the whole journey, season by season, to see how these interconnected systems and characters evolve over time.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes The Wire so rewarding to watch. You know, it's a show that you can revisit multiple times.
Right.
And still discover new layers of meaning and insight.
Let's start with season one, which is all about the drug trade in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But it's also about so much more than that.
Oh, absolutely. It introduces us to the Barksdale organization, you know, this complex and well-organized drug empire, and the detectives who are trying to bring them down.
Right. And we see how the war on drugs is playing out, you know, on the streets, the violence, the poverty, the human cost.
Yeah.
It's a really raw and unflinching look at the realities of the drug trade.
Yeah. And it also sets the stage, I think, for the rest of the series.
Right.
It introduces us to these key characters and themes that will be explored in greater depth in later seasons.
It's like the foundation upon which the rest of the series is built.
Exactly. Season one establishes the rules of the game.
Yeah.
The key players and the stakes involved.
And it does so with this incredible level of detail and realism.
Yeah, it's like you're dropped right into the heart of Baltimore's drug trade.
Right.
Experiencing its complexities and its consequences firsthand.
And that sets the stage for season two, which shifts its focus to the decline of the working class in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It takes us to the docks, where we see how globalization and automation,
right,
are impacting the lives of these longshoremen.
And it introduces us to Frank Sobotka,
right,
this union leader who's desperately trying to save his community from economic ruin.
But as he becomes more involved in these, like, illegal activities to raise funds, we see how the lines between right and wrong really become blurred.
Right. His story, I think, is a tragic reminder of the desperation,
right,
that can arise when people feel trapped by a system,
yeah,
that no longer works for them.
It's a powerful exploration of the human cost of economic decline.
Yeah.
And the difficult choices people are forced to make when their livelihoods are threatened.
And it shows how interconnected these systems are. You know, the drug trade from season one is still there.
Right.
But now we're seeing its impact on a different part of the city.
Exactly. The Wire is all about showing how these systems intersect and influence each other, creating these complex webs of cause and effect.
Right.
And season three delves even deeper into the political landscape of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Exposing the corruption and the power struggles that are shaping the city's fate.
We see how politicians, police officials, and drug lords,
right,
are all vying for control, often at the expense of the city's residents.
And we're introduced to Bunny Colvin.
Yeah.
A police major who decides to try this really radical experiment.
Right, yeah.
Decriminalizing drugs in a designated zone.
It's a fascinating and controversial experiment that really highlights the complexities of the drug war.
Yeah.
And just these unintended consequences of our policies.
It makes you question whether our current approach to the drug problem is actually making things worse.
Yeah.
And whether there might be alternative solutions that we haven't even considered.
And it's a great example of how The Wire doesn't shy away from asking tough questions,
right,
and challenging the status quo.
It's not about providing easy answers.
Yeah.
It's about forcing us to grapple with these complex issues,
mm,
and to think critically about the systems that shape our lives.
Exactly. And it's this willingness to engage with these difficult topics that makes The Wire such a rewarding and thought-provoking experience.
Season four takes us into the heart of Baltimore's education system.
Right.
Exploring the challenges faced by teachers and students in these, you know, under-resourced and often chaotic schools.
We see how poverty, violence, and lack of opportunity really impact the lives of young people.
Yeah.
Making it very difficult for them to escape these cycles of poverty and crime.
Right. And we're introduced to Prez.
Yeah.
A former cop who is now trying to make a difference as a teacher.
His story, I think, is a reminder that even within these broken systems, there are individuals who are really trying to make a positive impact.
But it also shows how difficult it can be to fight against those systemic barriers.
Yeah.
Even with the best intentions.
It's a heartbreaking but ultimately hopeful season, I think. Showing that even in the face of adversity, there's always this possibility for change and redemption.
And finally, season 5 takes us into the newsroom of the Baltimore Sun,
yeah,
exploring the challenges faced by journalists in this rapidly changing media landscape.
It shows how the pressure to cut costs and chase sensational stories can really compromise journalistic integrity.
Yeah, and it's particularly relevant today as we grapple with the rise of fake news and the decline of traditional media.
Right. It's a very sobering look at the power of the media.
Yeah.
And the responsibility that comes with it.
It makes you question whether the news is really serving the public interest.
Yeah.
Or whether it's become more about profit and entertainment than actually informing the public.
It's a question that's more relevant than ever in today's media landscape.
Well, that was quite a journey through the world of The Wire.
Yeah.
It's a show that stays with you long after you've finished watching it.
Yeah, it's a show that makes you think, that challenges your assumptions, and that ultimately expands your understanding of the world.
And it's a show that I think everyone should experience at least once.
Absolutely. It's a masterpiece of television, and it's a testament to the power of storytelling to illuminate the truth.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important takeaway from The Wire?
Mm.
What's the one thing that you hope viewers will remember long after they finish watching it?
I think the most important takeaway is that we are all products of our environment. You know,
sure.
Our choices are shaped by the systems we live in, the institutions we interact with, and just the opportunities that are available to us.
Right.
And while it's easy to judge individuals for their actions,
right,
The Wire forces us to consider the larger context in which those actions take place.
So it's not about blaming individuals. It's about understanding the systems that create the conditions for those actions.
Exactly. And it's about recognizing that those systems are often designed to benefit those in power.
Right.
While marginalizing and exploiting those who are not.
Yeah. It's a powerful message, and it's one that I think is more relevant than ever today.
Absolutely. The Wire is a show that challenges us to think critically about the world around us,
right,
to question the status quo, and to fight for a more just and equitable society.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into The Wire. We hope this exploration gave you a new appreciation for this groundbreaking show and its lasting impact.
Yeah, what we find, I think, most fascinating about The Wire is how it challenges us to see the humanity in everyone, even those caught in the darkest corners of the system.
It leaves us with so many questions.
Yeah.
About the institutions that govern our lives.
Yeah.
The choices we make and the consequences of those choices.
And it ultimately prompts us to ask ourselves, can we break free from these cycles of poverty, crime, and injustice that plague our society?
We'd love to hear your thoughts on The Wire. Share your favorite moments, characters, or takeaways in the comments below. And be sure to share this episode with anyone who loves great TV or wants to understand the complexities of our world.
It's a question that's more relevant than ever in today's media landscape. And speaking of media manipulation, one of the most disturbing storylines in The Wire, I think, is in season 5 when McNulty fabricates a serial killer to secure funding and resources for the police department.
Yeah, that storyline really stuck with me, too. It's a chilling reminder of how easily the media can be used to exploit our fears and prejudices.
Right.
Especially when it comes to issues of crime and race.
Yeah, it raises these really important questions about the ethics of journalism and, you know, the responsibility of those in power to use their influence wisely.
Right.
It's this stark reminder that even institutions that we rely on for information and justice can be corrupted.
And it makes you wonder, how often does this kind of manipulation happen in real life?
Yeah.
You know, are we being fed these narratives that are designed to serve certain agendas rather than actually presenting the truth?
Yeah, it's a question we should all be asking ourselves, especially in today's world where information is so readily available, but also so easily manipulated.
Yeah, right. It's like we have to be more discerning than ever about the sources we trust and the stories we believe.
Mm-hmm.
The Wire definitely makes you more critical of the information that you consume.
Absolutely. It encourages us to think for ourselves, to question authority, and to be skeptical of easy answers. And I think this critical thinking is even more important when we consider the show's connection to the 2015 Freddie Gray riots in Baltimore.
Yeah, those riots were such a tragic event, and it really felt like The Wire had almost predicted what would happen.
It's eerie how closely the show's portrayal of police brutality and institutional racism mirrored the events that unfolded in Baltimore. You know, the death of Freddie Gray,
right,
a young black man who died in police custody after suffering a spinal cord injury. It really ignited this powder keg of frustration and anger that had been building for years.
And The Wire had already explored those themes so vividly, exposing the, you know, the deep-seated problems within the Baltimore Police Department and the systemic racism that permeated the city's institutions.
It's almost as if the show was holding up this mirror to Baltimore, reflecting its harsh realities and forcing people to confront these uncomfortable truths that had been ignored for far too long.
And it's not just about Baltimore, is it? These are issues that are playing out in cities all across America.
Exactly. The Wire is a microcosm of a much larger problem. It's a story about Baltimore, but it's also a story about America, about these deep divisions within our society and the systemic injustices that continue to plague us.
And it's a story that continues to resonate today as we grapple with the Black Lives Matter movement and the ongoing fight for racial justice.
The Wire has become this touchstone for understanding these movements,
you
know, highlighting the root causes of police brutality, mass incarceration, and just this systemic oppression of Black communities.
It's a show that challenges us to move beyond those simple solutions and to address the underlying systems that perpetuate these injustices.
It's about dismantling the structures that create and maintain inequality
rather
than just treating the symptoms.
And that requires a fundamental shift in our thinking. A willingness to confront her own biases and to challenge the status quo. It's not easy work, but The Wire shows us that it's necessary work.
And it shows us that even within these broken systems, there are individuals who are fighting for change, who are working to make a difference.
Right, like Bunny Colvin with his experiment in season 3, or Prez trying to make a difference as a teacher in season 4. They might not always succeed, but they're trying to create a better world.
And their struggles, I think, highlight the complexities of these issues, you know, the challenges of working within these flawed systems and the importance of individual agency, even in the face of overwhelming odds.
It's a reminder that we can all play a role in creating a more just and equitable society, even if it's just in our own small way.
And that's a powerful message of hope, I think, that we can all take away from The Wire. It's not just a show about despair and hopelessness. It's also a show about resilience, about the human spirit's capacity for change, and about the possibility of creating a better future.
I think that's a great note to end on. Thanks again for joining us for this deep dive into The Wire. So it's been an incredible conversation, and I hope our listeners have gained some new insights into this groundbreaking show and its lasting impact. What are some of your favorite moments from the show? Share them in the comments below. And be sure to subscribe to our channel for more deep dives into the world of pop culture and beyond.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the power of storytelling and its ability to spark these kinds of conversations.
And it's interesting how The Wire manages to be both so incredibly specific to Baltimore with its detailed portrayal of the city's, you know, neighborhoods and institutions and characters, but also so universal in its themes.
Right. It's about these larger issues of poverty, crime, corruption, and the failure of institutions that we see playing out in cities all over the world.
Yeah, it's like Baltimore becomes this like microcosm of these larger societal problems.
Right.
A stage on which these universal dramas are playing out.
And it's the show's commitment, I think, to realism. To showing the complexities and nuances of these issues that makes it so compelling and thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It's not about offering these, like, easy answers or simplistic solutions.
Right.
It's about forcing us to confront the messy realities of the world we live in.
And to think critically about our own role in these systems, whether we're aware of it or not.
Exactly. The Wire doesn't let anyone off the hook. It implicates all of us in one way or another in the perpetuation of these cycles of poverty, crime, and injustice.
It's a challenging show to watch, but it's also an incredibly rewarding one.
Yeah.
It stays with you long after you finish watching it.
For sure.
Making you question your assumptions and challenging you to see the world differently.
And I think that's what makes The Wire such an important work of art.
Yeah.
It's not just entertainment.
Right.
It's a catalyst for social change.
It's a show that has the power to inspire us to become more engaged citizens, to demand more from our institutions, and to fight for a more just and equitable world.
And it shows us that even in the face of these seemingly insurmountable challenges, there's always this hope for change, for progress, for a better future.
Yeah.
It's a message that's both timely and timeless, and one that I think we all need to hear.
Well said. Thanks again for joining us for this deep dive into The Wire. It's been a fascinating conversation, and I hope our listeners have gained a new appreciation for this groundbreaking show and its enduring legacy.
It's a show that deserves to be watched and discussed and debated for generations to come.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on The Wire. What are your favorite moments?
Some characters.
Your takeaways from the show. Share them in the comments below, and be sure to subscribe to our channel for more deep dives into the world of pop culture and beyond.